Welcome to the Girls Gotta Heal podcast, where we dive into the everyday issues of your modern day resilient healing woman and get real about the ups and downs of healing and personal growth, navigating our mental health relationships, various setbacks, and grieving those we've lost can get very messy while we're also trying to figure out who we are. I totally get it, and I'll guide you through. I got you. I'm your host, Karen Pileggi, and in each episode, we uncover new, empowering topics that you have likely experienced in your journey or will. Empowering one another is so this decade, and so is living up to our full potential. This is the time to become more confident in exploring your relationship with yourself and looking inward. You don't have to have it all figured out today, but you're here, and now is a good start. I want you to be your best self. I'm always going to be rooting for you. This girl's got to heal. Have you found yourself lately being loyal to a fault? Maybe you've gotten to a point where you have put this behind you, or maybe you're kind of working through it right now, or maybe you're not even aware that you're doing this, but it has become a pattern. So loyal to a fault essentially means that you are someone who really holds loyalty high up, and you sometimes are loyal to the wrong people for longer than you really should be. And I think that loyalty in society is something that is paired with respect, and it is admirable to be loyal. We see this in movies all the time, that loyalty precedes everything. But in reality, a lot of people get burned for being loyal to the wrong places and people and spaces. And because of this, they lose money, they lose sight of who they are, they lose this connection to themselves and maybe others who have been like warning them, hey, like, I don't think, this is a good idea, or they've been showing their true colors for a long time. Why are you still staying loyal to them? So throughout this episode, I really want you to have this in mind, what loyalty really means to you, and why in the past you've stayed loyal to certain people. There's certain people that will literally go their entire life trying to make a bad thing work. I totally have been there myself and have justified it until I've gone through so many arguments with people, and then until it blew up in my face and I'm like, yeah, that was a mistake. I don't think that there's any shame in that, because, it shows that you're someone who really wants to make sure that you've done everything possible before walking away from someone. And I think that is a highlight here before we get into, some of the deeper stuff with being loyal to a fault. I think making that shift from being loyal to a fault comes with having been burned over and over, having been hurt. And this can show up in relationships, friendships, romantic relationships, career opportunities or avenues, and you're just loyal to the wrong people. And if you haven't found yourself in this position, I guess you should consider yourself lucky in that you've had really good judgment from the beginning. But I think judgment plays into it too, but I think certain things you just really have to go through, especially if you're, like I said, you're a person who you need to see things through. And I'm like that. I need to know that I did everything possible. When I started off with a good intention, I need to know that I did everything in my power to see it through and make it work. And if it didn't work, it didn't work. And I can rest easy knowing that. And that's something that I think has played a really big part in my love life over the last 10 years. Up until the last connection I had, I just really wanted to see things through, and not just because I was stubborn about it. Like, I really felt deep connection and love there, and I wanted it to work. But I think making that shift of prioritizing yourself and knowing that you can adjust along the way. You don't always have to stay 100% committed to something that you started, because that's going to happen with certain things in your life. You do have to make adjustments because your needs change, because the things around you change, and that is okay. but it does take a bit of courage in letting go of certain relationships and knowing that that wasn't for you and that did not best serve you. In order to reach that place, there is a bit of work that has to be done with how you view yourself and self-worth. I am worthy of loving, fulfilling relationships where my needs get met, and I am not solely a giver. I am worthy of experiences that make me feel stimulated and celebrated and appreciated. And I think it's a lot of replacing our self-talk with scripts like that and practicing it on the daily. And sometimes we do have a fear of letting go of certain things or people, which is why we cling to loyalty, because maybe in our past, we've had people that we love leave us, or we have seen how things just don't go really well for somebody after leaving. So we want to just do our best to stick to it. And I think everyone's really on a journey of their own, and only you can say when you're ready to make that shift. But I think if you're someone who's in a position where you have noticed that more times than not, you are the one being left last, whose feelings are considered last, you are the one who is sacrificing a lot more and not giving what you're getting, and feels like you have to prioritize other people's feelings and needs first before yourself, more oftentimes than not, I think you should really reevaluate if you are loyal to a fault. Honestly, at any point in your life, whether you're a teenager in your 30s or 40s, you can have this revelation, but with that comes with taking action, right? We can always have a thought, but it should be paired with action, right? People talk the talk all the time. They say they want things for themselves, they want this, they want to make that change, but it's all talk until you actually put it into action. Right? And that action piece, when it comes to loyalty with a fault, is it can look like losing friendships. It can look like losing friendships that you've had in your life for 10 or 20 years. It can look like losing respect from certain people, but really it comes down to you and prioritizing yourself. And with prioritizing yourself is an acknowledgement that when I do this, I'm going to have to say no to people, and I'm going to possibly risk losing certain friendships or relationships, or risk losing the dynamic shifting a little bit. And I have to be okay with that. So at what point do you start putting yourself first? This happens all the time. I'm not just going to say women. I think just in general, people stay in something just because there's a number attached to it, because there's so much history there, because it's easy, because it's comfortable, because it's hard to start new. And that takes so much courage, that piece of starting new in some type of way, whether it's a physical environment or a relationship or friendship. People oftentimes just go back to just wanting to try to make it work and sticking it out. And I think every relationship and situation and interaction in your life requires compromise, but I think we lose sight sometimes when we so badly want something to work on what exactly is compromise. And we bend a little bit more saying that it's compromise when it's actually us folding. I hope this conversation is actually putting you in a position to reflect on what your needs are. If your needs are actually being met by the people, places, things, and components of your life. And I hope that this isn't confusing you even more, but just bringing light to some of the realities, right? And I think as we get a little bit older, we start reflecting more and we start valuing these connections in our life a little bit more and a little deeper. And like I said, I think it is scary for a lot of people to say, man, I might lose something here and I might have to start new. And that is really daunting. That makes me feel nervous because I don't want to start something new at this age, at this time, at this point in my life. So It really just comes down to you and what you're willing to keep in your life and what you want to change and how far you're willing to go to change it. Even if that means you being, you know, a lone soul for a while, in order to attract the correct things in your life. And that's really what it comes down to. It's like everything I always say, it's not an overnight switch, but these little steps to taking action and making changes, maybe leaving certain relationships, partnerships, can propel you in a position that you just feel aligned, better aligned to what's around you. And this can maybe look like a 6 month or year change. And that is okay, right? Time is going by anyway, so you might as well make the change. So three questions I'm leaving you with today after this pretty intense topic, where I'm sure the wheels are turning and you're starting to think about where you're at in your life and the relationships you have. The first question I'm going to leave you with is, are you truly happy in your life? And if you have a bit of resistance there to saying, yes, I am fully happy, what is lacking and what needs to change? The second question is, think about a time in your youth where you were loyal to a fault. What did you lose and what did you gain from that experience? And the third question is, be honest with yourself. Does creating new relationships and new experiences scare you? And why? It's harder than it seems to make changes in our life and to actually first start off with the awareness of, I'm really not happy with how certain things are going in my life. And I notice that I am giving more than I am getting. And I am loyal to a fault because I've been burned so many times and so many which ways by this situation or this person. And it's painful. It's hurtful. So having the courage to make shifts is a really big step. And that comes after that awareness. And sometimes we need to just kind of sit in that awareness for a little bit, maybe talk it out with certain people. We might want to hear that validation that, like, you know, yeah, you're actually in the right here, or like your thinking is on track. I hear where you're coming from. So hopefully you have those good people in your life that are willing to give you the space to just talk it out and get that validation. We are forever a work in progress, so don't even worry about it if you feel like more times than not you've been loyal to a fault. Like I said, there is some pieces to that is admirable in you being someone who just wants to see things through and you find more peace in knowing that you did everything that you could. But with that, there's also just, you know, your time and energy is at risk here, right? So are you willing to lose that, or are you willing to lose something that does not serve you? For more content and posts and perspectives from me, you can follow Girls Gotta Heal on Instagram @GirlsGottaHeal, and I look forward to connecting with you shortly.